From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good evening and welcome everyone to our program. 38 years ago, at this time of the year, I was converted to Christ. Because of that, I'm going to feature the story of my conversion in our evening programs during April. 3 years ago, on the 5th of April, I broadcast for the first time on Radio Star Country. On that occasion, I gave a brief word of testimony. I cannot but look back in thankfulness at God's mercy to me over the years. So I will feature extracts from my testimony during this month, and happily give a full copy of that testimony away free to anyone who asks for it. Tonight also we will be concluding our series of studies entitled The Central Doctrines of the Christian Faith. So next week, in the will of God, I will begin a new series of studies. Now here's the first extract from my testimony. It's taken from a recording that I made one Sunday evening 2 years ago in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen. And I'll begin by giving a little background information about myself and my family.
Well, in telling you my testimony, I suppose I should first of all say that I was born in this county, in the townland of Kinahe, which is on the far side of Lisnaskee. And it was back in 1943 that I was born there. Now, I was born into what might be termed an average Protestant home. My father and mother were Church of Ireland. They had, as was common then, a reverence for the things of God. I believe that God in mercy had wrought in their hearts a work of grace some years previous to my birth, but there was nowhere they could go in those days in which they could receive edification and instruction under the gospel. But nevertheless, they did bring me up with a regard for the things of God and with a fear of God. And for that, I am thankful. My father, as a boy of 15, in 1919, had been led to the Lord by a brother-in-law while he was working in one of his fields, not far away from, well, the next townland to where I was born, the townland of Ballymacilroy. My mother was saved in her late 20s in a little series of gospel meetings in the little hamlet of Fanny outside of Lisnaskee. Two houses had been renovated by another uncle of mine who had been converted and turned into a little mission hall. They are now back into one dwelling house, I think. But it was in that place where my mother was brought to Christ. But as I say, there really wasn't anything permanent in that part of the county whereby they could feed their souls, and consequently, without a shadow of a doubt, they drifted backward and became cold. But God nevertheless had his hand upon our family, and I marvel at his goodness and his grace.
This is our concluding study in the series that we have been conducting on our evening programs on the central doctrines of the Christian faith. I have looked at a number of doctrines, and the last doctrine that we have been looking at is that of the Bible. And I have been pressing upon you that the Bible is the Word of God. I have given you 6 reasons so far why I believe the Bible is the Word of God. And in this, our final study, I will give you the 7th reason. And that reason is the calamity that results from the rejecting of the Bible. If the Bible were not what it claims to be, if it is not the Word of God, if it is a sham, for sham it must be if it is not the Word of God. It claims to be the Word of God, and if it is not the Word of God, then it's a sham. Now you can cast aside, you can utterly reject a sham and come to no harm. Indeed, it would be wise to reject that which is a deceit. But the history of the world teaches us that nothing but calamities has befallen the individual, the family, the nation that rejects the Bible. In Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 9 we read these words, "Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them." Put your finger on the map of the world at any place where God's word has been rejected, and I would say, there you have misery, there you have darkness, there you have sorrow, there you have grief. One of the greatest proofs, then, that the Bible is the Word of God, is the tragic calamities which follow on its rejection. The alternative to accepting the Bible is a potent argument in favor of the divine origin of the book. That alternative, as illustrated in the corrupted lives of infidels and skeptics, in the wrecking of families, and the debasing of communities and even nations, goes to form a dark background against which the Bible shines forth in heavenly purity. The transformation of those who have accepted from the heart the Bible as the Word of God, and the degradation of those who have rejected from the heart the Bible as the Word of God, are stubborn facts which mere denials cannot obliterate. Dr. R. A. Torrey, quite a famous United States Bible teacher, the very beginning of this century, once issued a challenge which no one was able in his day to accept, nor do I believe it has ever been accepted since. Here is Dr. Torrey's challenge. Show me a man that is living a life of absolute surrender to God, living under the control of the Spirit of God, living a life of devotion to the highest welfare of his fellow men, a life of humility and of prayer, and I will show you every time a man who believes the Bible to be God's Word. On the other hand, show me a man who denies or persistently questions whether the Bible is the Word of God, and I will show you a man that is leading either, mind you, I say either, not all, a life of greed for gold, or of lust, or of self-will, or of spiritual pride. I challenge any man to furnish me an exception. I have been looking for one literally round the world, and I have never found one. Whether men like it or not, you see, a loose theology is bound up with loose living and unbelief. In the head is the child of sin in the heart. Does infidelity flourish in the company of the pure of heart? Never. Infidelity is at its strongest in the public house, the gambling den, and the blasphemer's club. The testimony of Joseph Baker, a member of the Westminster Parliament and an ex-president of the British National Secular Society, cannot be invalidated. "I have seen the dreadful effects," he says, "which infidelity produces on men's characters. I have had proof of its deteriorating effects in my own experience. Its tendency is to utter debasement." Mrs. Mary Benjamin, a witness of the deathbed agonies of the notorious infidel Thomas Paine, wrote, "I was invited by a distant connection to go and see Thomas Paine on his deathbed. The scene to me was appalling. I wished to leave at once. I remember him as he lay, his head near and close to the door we entered, his glaring, rolling eyes, uttering imprecations, apparently in agony of body and mind. His screams could be heard at a great distance. As I shrank back, they said, there were many there, he called on Jesus Christ for mercy, and next blasphemed. Such was the end of one who rejected the Bible. The awful results following the dethronement of the Bible are around us today. We are now reaping the harvest of the sowing of modernism. Lawlessness is the great characteristic of the hour. The rising tide of sinful pleasure has engulfed the nation. Crime is on the increase. Divorce courts are glutted with business. Ethical standards have given way. Morals have gone to pieces. The home, the bulwark of society, has been breached. Sodom has been resurrected. Hell has broken loose. And daily the appalling downgrade gathers momentum. Believing he evolved from the beast, man has become a beast. Where will it all end, I have been asked. In hell is the only reply. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. To reject the Bible is to reject the God of the Bible. To reject God is to reject the commandments of God. To reject the commandments of God is to reject the authority of heaven. To reject the authority of heaven is to accept the anarchy of hell. Let us then let the Bible rule our hearts and homes, and refuse to support those who dare trifle with it in the pulpit. Above all things, let us seize the unfailing promises of the book, and never rest night or day from prayer until the God of the Bible visits this land again with a mighty revival. As our program draws to a close, let me quote these verses to you. Go search the scriptures, saith our Lord, they testify of me. 'Tis truth's eternal great record, from every error free. There my eternal Godhead shines, with bright refulgent rays. There beam Jehovah's bright designs from everlasting days. There the great gospel scheme behold, chief of the works of God, replete with grace and love untold, and pardon bought with blood. There's armour for the trying day, both shield and helmet too, and grace the fainting soul to stay, and always something new. There's balm to heal the wounds of sin, on life's fair tree it grows, and blood to wash your garments in, from Jesus' side it flows. Oh, may the Spirit's influence sweet shine on the glorious whole, its precepts guide my roving feet, and promise feast my soul. Let Revelation's glory shine and spread from sea to sea, till reason stoops to faith divine and owns her sovereign sway. If you are not saved this evening, my dear friend, your only hope is found in God's precious Word. Open its pages, study its glorious promises, and accept the mercy it offers. God bless you, and good night.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.